This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast from the CNBC newsroom. Well, the Nifty is down for the sixth straight day, and in fact, in the last six trading sessions, it's been a strong bear grip in this market. So the Nifty has lost about 445 points in six sessions, and the biggest brunt has been borne by the banks. So if you look at what's happening in terms of data, large cap banking names like IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank are all down about 10 to 20% in just six trading sessions. In fact, the foreign institutional investors have sold about 500 crores in the cash market on Monday, and put together in October so far, they sold about 3,300 crores. The next big trend will be determined by what happens in the earnings season. And in that context, the next couple of days are important. So tomorrow you have numbers for TCS and IndusInd Bank that come out. On Friday, Infosys comes out with its earnings. And on Saturday, you have big company like DMart that comes out with its earnings. Global markets have also been under pressure. So yesterday you had the Dow, which was down about 300 odd points, and gold has been rising because of the risk sentiment souring. So because of risk aversion across equities, you have precious metals like gold that have been up about 1%. In terms of individual stocks to watch today, Titan will definitely be on our radar. The weakness in the jewelry business continues, so the management released an update where they said that the Q2 retail sales grew 7%, but revenues were actually down about 2%. Aurobindo Pharma will be another stock to watch because on Monday the stock was down almost 20%. The management though clarified that there are no data integrity issues post the US FDA inspection at the Unit 7 manufacturing facility. Tata Motors also on our radar today. Jaguar Land Rover sales in the September quarter have come through, and it's the third consecutive month of a double-digit growth in China sales. China sales, in fact, went up 24% in the September quarter. Finally, a couple of more stocks. Maruti, the company has cut their production for the eighth month in a row in the month of September. Production has been cut by about 17.5%. And Minda Industries also is in focus. The company has acquired a German-based automotive lamp engineering company called Delvis for 21 million euros. So we'll focus on that as well. With that, I take your leave. Thanks so much for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.